Right now, Michigan's state legislative districts are redrawn after every U.S. census. The last time around, in 2011, the process turned contentious and led many Democrats to allege gerrymandering by the GOP majority. They point to what they say are contorted district lines drawn to ensure a political advantage. Now, some state lawmakers are formally calling for a change. Democratic State Representative Sean McCann of Kalamazoo and his allies have introduced a plan they say would eliminate gerrymandered districts and, quote, take politics out of the process, unquote. We want to point out that Curran State contacted both the state Republican Party headquarters and Republican State Representative Pete Lund about joining us for this segment to offer their perspective. Representative Lund played a significant role in the redistricting process last time as chairman of the House Elections and Redistricting Committee. Those efforts were not successful. We welcome State Representative Sean McCann to Curran State. Hi, Sean.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Nice to be with you.
Sure, same here. Many Democrats complained loudly over redistricting that happened most recently in 2011. In your view, what's wrong with the way these districts were redrawn?
Well, the first thing I would point out is that, you know, it's Michigan and it's Democrats and Republicans with Democrats in the minority, but other states may have that reversed, and I think the process is poor for either party to be using, and that's the point for the nonpartisan idea. But a lot of maps were drawn after the last census. Some of them are very egregious offenders. I know we're on radio, but I tell you what, when folks see some of these maps that I show them, they get it, and it's really obvious. But there's also a subtle piece to it, which is that the whole process is designed to ensure that one party keeps a majority in a legislative chamber. So some people may point to districts that aren't so wildly drawn or aren't so slanted in favor of one party office holder or the other, but make no mistake that at the end of the day, it's designed to keep a 56 majority in a chamber of 110 people.
I took a look at the way House District 76 near Grand Rapids was redrawn in 2011 yesterday, and it resembles nothing I've ever seen in nature. It was really quite an eye opener. Is that the best example of gerrymandering in your opinion?
It's definitely one of the winners. There's also one that's currently represented by U.S. Congressman Gary Peters that starts up in Pontiac and winds through Detroit and ends up in the Grosse Pointe, and it's kind of almost like a double C facing one C facing the other direction. So it's but Grand Rapids, particularly the current representative, told me that people trying to figure out whose district they lived in at some points along the way, where the connection between like a couple of larger land masses is so narrow, it's a couple of blocks, and then it, you know, reconnects to a larger section. So it's just you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, and it's definitely the case with these kind of maps.
And when this topic comes up with anyone who resists the idea, what do they tend to say? How is this practice defended?
Well, I think it, I'm not really sure, actually, how it's defended. I don't think it's too defensible. I guess some folks say that this is what elected officials should be doing, is drawing the maps. It's called for in the Constitution, so I guess that would mean that there's no better ideas out there under the sun. It's really, quite frankly, hard to come up with good reasons, and I haven't heard too many why a nonpartisan process is not better. And certainly from constituents, that's really what drove this whole passion for me, was not only serving in the Kalamazoo City Commission for a decade, but as I spent time in the legislature, more and more of my conversations with everyday citizens were talking about this frustration, and I rooted it back to this issue, among other things. But this I think is one of the core issues that's at that frustration with gridlock. It's at that frustration with not having the voices be heard, at that frustration with a lack of compromise.
Your measure would establish a nonpartisan citizen commission whose responsibility would be to draw the maps, as I understand it. Who would serve on that commission, and how would they be chosen?
Well, it's an interesting process. How can you get to nonpartisanship or bipartisanship? Because there
yes,
would
it
be,
is.
there would be Democrats and Republicans involved, but there's also a call for a portion of people to not have had any clear political affiliations. Which is not to say that, you know, people don't have ideological perspectives, but you can't have been a party officer, you can't have given money to a candidate. There's some really clear filters that prohibit certain people from being able to be a part of this process. And then the other component that's really, I think, a great component of this system would be that the legislative leaders of the chambers, so let's say the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader in the House and the Senate, they each get to kick out some of the members that apply that they don't like. So as this process goes along and people are sort of filtered out, it's sort of like when a jury is being selected and the prosecution gets to pick some people out that they don't like, who they think might be too favorable to the other side, and the defense gets to do the same thing. It's a jury strike, and that's the kind of key component built into this, as well as just filtering down, having random drawings. It's really a good way to get to, I think, a set of folks that are probably pretty darn reasonable and willing to compromise.
We're talking with Democratic State Representative Sean McCann of Kalamazoo about his plan to eliminate what he alleges are gerrymandered districts here in the state legislative map. Seriously, though, Sean, what do members of the GOP say when this topic comes up? Have you had conversations with Republicans about this? What's the sampling of opinions you're hearing?
Well, I haven't actually heard a lot really from I think either side at this point. It's just been introduced. I did hear one representative comment that the maps were fair and that they were drawn with the knowledge that seats were going to be lost by the Republican Party in the legislature. But again, I hearken back to the notion that while seats may get sacrificed for the greater good, the majority is what's supposed to be maintained. So it's really just been positive feedback from everyday citizens. I've literally gotten unsolicited emails from people in Grand Rapids and Battle Creek and Flint and Saginaw just saying hooray and this is what we really need. So my guess was I was going to touch a nerve with this, because that's what I was hearing in all these conversations. And so I think the parties are going to say, yeah, we don't really like this because, depending on when one party comes to power at the right time or the other, they like the process of being able to help themselves.
So you're suggesting that a practice like gerrymandering has a historical precedent. Both parties have indulged in gerrymandering in the past?
Yep, absolutely, and it's got a long history, I would certainly say that each party does this when they get the chance, and that's part of what contributes to some of the less pleasant political dynamic is sometimes there's retribution, and so it's hard to give up something when you get it, and even there's a notion, I think, that, well, we don't have it now, but we might get it back someday, so we don't want to rain on this parade. But there are states that are doing this, California, Arizona, Washington, Iowa, and I think that it doesn't, take the argument out of politics, but I think it makes for a better process when it comes to drawing these maps.
Sean, can you describe, even roughly, the ideally drawn district?
Square. That's the ideal.
Seriously?
Compact and square, yeah. I think that's...
contiguous.
Contiguous, no protection for incumbents, competitive, ideally. There's certainly dynamics of geography where you're not going to avoid seats that are very heavily populated by one party's member or the other, but there is a way to make a lot more seats more competitive so that there's a chance at every election for folks to elect common sense folks from the middle rather than a process that sort of rewards people who cater to the base of their parties and then never have to really work with the other side once they get elected.
I guess new U.S. Census data is what triggers this process. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
So yep. it's once a decade that happens. Short of that new data, is there nothing that can lead to the redrawing of a district in between censuses? We just all wait for the census. Is that it?
Well, I guess I would offer some hope up. That's normally the case, but a mechanism that can be built into this is what's called a reset mechanism. So some of the states that have done it have said, okay, once this process goes into place, we're going to redraw the maps right away rather than wait for the next decade to roll around. So that's a mechanism that I would be interested in doing, particularly if this goes nowhere in the legislature and has to be done by a citizens' referendum. Then that's a factor that could be built in that says the people want this change now, and that's what's going to happen.
How long have you been a state rep, Sean?
I'm a seasoned member. I've been in the legislature almost 3 years.
Member of the old guard, is that it?
Second termers are chairs of committees and all kinds of things.
What do you make of the discussion over term limits?
That's a great question. Thanks for asking that. I think term limits is sort of a knee-jerk reaction to the problem of gerrymandering, because I think that people got so frustrated with entrenched incumbents because these districts are drawn so safely to one party or the other that the idea of term limits came along and appealed to say, okay, well, let's get these entrenched folks out of here. Whereas if you had a competitive seat, you would probably have a lot more control over the office holder through the ballot box rather than having to use some artificial mechanism to get rid of them, good or bad people.
Gotcha. Democratic State Representative Sean McCann of Kalamazoo. We've been talking about his plan that would eliminate alleged gerrymandered districts in state legislative districts. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.